Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid, with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross and Diana Day in...
James, the Modest Hero.
Do you know, Susan, how do I keep thinking today's Saturday?
Well, it is Saturday.
Oh, perhaps that's why I keep thinking it.
Be quiet, Alfie. Mother's trying to rest.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mrs. Clitheroe, if I annoyed you thinking it was Saturday.
Not at all, Alfie. It's nice to hear you thinking at all. Being so cheerful.
Mm. Oh, I'm always cheerful. You know, what we have a saying in our house, laugh and the world laughs with you. I forget the other bit, but, I know I told it to your Jimmy once, because he said, laugh and the world laughs with you, weep and you're Alfie's dad.
Alfie, be quiet.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mrs. Clitheroe. Did you want to doze off for 5 minutes? Shall I go out?
Yes, Alfie. Yes. I was hoping for 5 minutes, peace and quiet.
Oh, well, I won't disturb you again. I thought I'd come round this morning, Susan, because you're all going out this afternoon, aren't you?
Yes, I'm going to Drummond and Hatterley's store with Mother.
You what? I didn't quite catch that.
She's going out shopping with me.
Oh, thanks, Mrs. Gerhard. thanks, Mrs. Clitheroe.
For the last time, stop annoying Mother when she's trying to rest.
Yeah, yes, Susan. Yes, Susan.
Oh, that's better.
Hello, my lily white.
Oh, no.
Hey, Mum, look at me new football rattle. It's a present, isn't it, a smasher?
Yes, it's very nice.
Oh, but you're not looking. Look, see, Mum, look, see, look, see.
I'm looking.
Look, see, I've burnt me initials on it with the poker. I can't half rattle, Mum. Listen. Oh. Come on, Crawford, fire one in. Look out, Crawford, here comes their fullback. Don't go round him. Slip the ball through his bandy leg.
The things you get to play with. Now, what numbskull gave you that?
I did, Mrs. Clitheroe.
Oh, that was very nice of you, Alfie.
Yes, Alfie doesn't need it himself. When he goes to the football matches, he just rattles his head.
Don't be rude. Alfie, did you have to give it to him?
Well, it's an old one when I was little and my mum found it the other day among some junk upstairs when she was looking for my dad. Shall I take it back, Mrs. Clitheroe?
I don't know, Alfie. Do anything you like.
Mum, you sound tired. What you want is 5 minutes peace and quiet.
Now, why didn't I think of that? Oh, I may as well get ready. Susan, when are you going to comb my hair out for me?
As soon as I've had a wash, Mother. I won't be a minute.
Right, you are. Now, before I forget, what are you doing with yourself this afternoon, nuisance?
I'm painting some shelves for me, ma'am.
She means me, Tattyhead. My granddad's taking me to watch the Rovers, ma'am.
Oh, well, I hope we won't be long before he takes you.
Oh, there's tons of time before the match. Kick-off's not till 3. My granddad's down at the Rose and Crown helping the referee to wet his whistle.
You weep, weep and you weep alone.
Huh?
That same we have, that's the other bit of it. You remember the first part?
Yes. Jimmy, what are you doing at the window?
Ah, I thought I heard the front gate.
Oh, it's probably the milkman come for his money.
Does the milkman have a bald head and a dog collar?
What are you talking about?
Well, if he hasn't, the vicar's calling.
Oh, the vicar. The vicar? Oh, and here's me sat in me all things with me curlers in. Can you keep him at the door for a minute, Jimmy?
I can keep him there an hour if I send Alfie.
Keep him talking while I go upstairs and make myself presentable.
Right, come on, Alfie. We'll both answer the door. Then you can tell him you want him to marry you to our Susan, and he can have a good look at you and decide whether he can read the service without laughing.
He'll be reading a service for you when I finish with you.
Hello, Vicar. What can we do for you?
Ah, young Master James, And Alfred Hall, is it not,
Maybe yes, it isn't. I'm not. It's me. Alfred Hall. Alfie. I am.
Pardon?
A little confused, Vicar.
Oh, shut up. I'm sorry, Vicar. I have to dash off. Tell Susan I'll see her tonight. Not you, him. Not see him. Him tell her, because he's her brother. You're no relation, Vicar. Bye-bye. I'll see you at the wedding.
Mary who? James, did you understand all that?
Oh, yes, but I'll still lend him our frying pan. Come in.
Oh, thank you. You are indeed... frying pan? Alfred never said anything about borrowing your frying pan.
Oh, no, but it's there if he wants it, and it's only cheap. I mean, I can't be fairer than that, can I?
No, I suppose you can't. What is all this about your lending your frying pan,
Why, did you want to borrow it?
No, of course not.
Come in, Higgy.
Oh, it's me grandad back from the public library.
Hey, Higgy, that was a good one about the parson in the Turkish baths, eh? You see, the barmaid told it to you.
Aye. When you nicked out for the paper. See the rum cup of cocoa is young Phoebe.
Aye, she is that. Now, I'll just get the flask of whiskey for the match.
Hello, Grandad. Did you manage to change your library books?
Oh, hello, Jimmy. Here's some crisps for you from the Rose and Crown. Oh, I have a joke to tell you. You see, this parson was getting undressed in the Turkish baths.
Grandad, the vicar's here.
Aye, well, he took off his... Oh. Hello there, vicar.
Good afternoon, Mr. Sinclair. Been looking on the wine when it was red, eh?
No, he drinks brown ale.
Jimmy, be quiet.
Ah, she tells some good tales, does Phoebe. You know, she used to be a stripper, you know.
Higgy, the vicar.
His glasses steamed up and he went through the wrong door into the ladies. Oh, well.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Your Worship. Reverence.
It's Mr. Higginbottom. I married you, didn't I?
No, I married Mrs. Higginbottom, did you?
Don't remind me.
Oh, hello, Vicar. What a pleasant surprise. How long have you been here?
Ever since you dashed upstairs, ma'am, so I couldn't see in your curlers.
Shut up.
What can we do for you, Vicar?
Well, I was going to tell James. I've called about the frying pan.
Frying pan?
Sorry. I've called about the raffle tickets for the jumble sale this afternoon.
Raffle tickets? Oh, heck.
You said you'd get them printed and have them delivered to me, Mrs. Clitheroe,
That's right. I told Jimmy to collect them yesterday and let you have them. Didn't he bring them?
Listen, everybody. Wasn't that a fire engine?
It'd be an ambulance if you don't shut up.
Jimmy, I told you to get those tickets and to take them round to the vicarage last night. I even sent you off to the printers specially to get them.
Yes, ma'am, but they were closed. It was after six.
Hang on. You went to the fairground with my Aussie at 5:30.
Did I? I don't remember that.
Well, Aussie does. You sent him to get a ball back on the coconut shies. And he came home with a lump on his head.
So, you disobeyed me and went to the fairground, eh?
Ma'am, let me tell you what really happened.
Ah, let's hear it, missus. I like a good fairy story.
All right, Mr. Higginbottom. I've heard all I want to hear. Father, Jimmy doesn't go to that football match this afternoon.
Eh? Oh, but, ma'am, it's the best game of the season.
Well, you won't see it. You'll collect those raffle tickets, take them to the church hall, and come straight back here, and no football match for you.
Oh, ma'am, I was looking forward to that match, and now I can't go. You're cruel, ma'am. Cruel.
My punishment is greater than I can bear. Genesis chapter 4.
It's a rotten dead liberty. James Bond, chapter 9.
Hello, Jimmy. What brings you round here?
Hello, Alfie, old friend. I just wanted to cheer myself up by looking at your happy, smiling face.
You have. Yeah, I haven't got a lot of time to talk. I'm painting my mum's drawers. Drawers you pull out, not drawers you pull on.
You're lucky. I wish I was a handsome, clever grown-up like you.
Ah, you will be one day when you grow. What do you need the money for this time?
It's not money, Alfie. There are some things money can't buy. I mean, it couldn't buy a wonderful, kind friend like you.
You can't have been drinking. You're too young.
I mean it. I'm going to give you the treat of your life.
You're going to take me to the football match?
Yes.
Rovers versus Arsenal?
Yes.
The match your mum says you've not got to see?
Yes. How do you know?
Your Susan rang me and told me. Sorry, Jimmy, nothing doing.
Well, at least run me an errand to the vicar's. You can have a chat while you're there. I mean, you know you want him to marry you and our Susan one day, and he'll be very good at helping you with your problems.
Listen, when I marry your Susan, I won't have any problems.
You will, you know. You'll have me for a brother-in-law.
James, you are the most amazing person.
I know, Mr. Brocklebank. I even surprise myself sometimes.
But I ask you, first you call on me, asking me to run you to the printers for the vicar's tickets, and then you say halfway there that you'll have to find the printer at the football ground. And then near the end of the match, you remember that Alfred Hall went for the tickets before you came round to see me. I mean, why spend the whole afternoon on a drafty football ground for nothing?
I know, I must be raving mad. Anyway, just get me home quick and we'll forget all about it.
Well, I'm driving as fast as I dare. But tell me, why must I not mention all this to your mother?
So it won't worry her. We don't want her thinking her son's going doolally, do we?
Well, it's still all a mystery to me. In all that crowd at the football ground, how did you hope to find him?
Find him? I was hoping he wouldn't find me.
Who, the printer?
No, me grand weather for the time of the year, isn't it?
Never mind the weather. Why this frantic rush to get home?
Well, it's all that lemonade you bought me at the football ground. It's giving me hiccups.
Well, I do want to get back home myself as soon as possible. When you came round to my house 2 hours ago, I was just going to help my sister. We were going to run up some curtains.
Well, I expect the exercise would do you both good.
Oh, I say. Oh, I like that. Oh, you're quite a wag, James.
No, it's the way I walk.
Oh, dear, I must say, it's hard to resist you when you're in good form. One could forgive you anything.
Well, just give me a pound. Forgive me, not give me. What's the time?
About 5:20, I think.
Oh, heck, I must get home before 6. Go on, faster, Mr. Brocklebank.
I can't, James. It's a built-up area. And anyway, the lights are changing to red.
Well, jump them, then.
I can't.
Yes, you can. There's hardly any other traffic about.
Don't be silly. I must pull up.
Oh, I know these lights. They take ages to change.
I say, James, you see that back alley down there?
Yes, but we can't go that way. It leads straight to the canal.
I was referring to the smoke coming from the back of those premises.
Yes, well, keep your eye open for when the lights change.
But, James, there may be a fire down there.
Well, when we get home, we'll send them a bucket of water.
We must drive round the block and investigate.
Oh, heck. Well, find me a taxi first.
Now, you just be patient. There could be danger here.
It's nothing to the danger there'll be at home. If me grandad's in before me, you'll see some more smoke from the seat of my pants.
James, I don't know what you're talking about, but I am going to investigate this matter.
But, Mr. Brockle,
it's no use arguing. I'm adamant. It has always been my belief that one's duty to one's community should be above one's duty to oneself, having no thought for monetary reward or other forms of gain.
Hey, did you say reward?
Oh, yes. Yes, those are business premises down there, storerooms and so on. It's possible that for saving goods from destruction, one could collect a substantial reward.
Right, drop me off at that phone box. And public-spirited Jim will ring the fire brigade. Come on, dozy Alfie. Come on, open up.
Oh, it's you, Jim. Yeah, sorry I kept you waiting, but I've been up in the bathroom helping me dad.
To play with his boat?
Yes, you daft thing. My mother said she was fed up here in the drip.
So I told you to shut up.
Yes. Don't be funny, I'm talking about the tap leaking. Anyway, what have you come round to our house for?
Just to thank you for taking those tickets to the Vicar on Saturday afternoon.
Oh, that's all right.
Have you read the evening paper yet?
No. Now, Dad, I have to give it to me dad first, and then me mum gets it to see what's on the telly and read the births and deaths.
To see if you're still alive.
Yes, I'm... Oh, come in. I don't want the neighbours to see me thumping you.
Thanks, Alfie. Look, see this story in the evening paper? How I saved a toy shop from being burnt down.
Let me see. Premises, rear of 14 Duke Street, owner away, saved from destruction by prompt action of local boy. You?
Yes, me.
Well, it doesn't say your name.
No, Luke, they just call me the modest boy hero.
I thought so. It was somebody else.
It was me. I rang the fire brigade who came round, broke into the place and saved it in time.
What were you doing near Duke Street? That's miles away.
I know, on the way to the Rover's ground, where you wouldn't take me.
But you couldn't go out Saturday afternoon. You told me I had all the housework to do, so would I go and collect the tick? Oh, no. Go on. Who took you?
Another mug called Humphrey Brocklebank. We saw the fire on the way home in his car. And Luke, it says in the paper, they want me to come forward because the fire chief would like to send a letter to the parents of this shy young hero. That's me. But best of all, Alfie, it was a toy shop we saved and the owner, Mr. Carter, says he'd like to give a reward to this modest young lad. That's me again.
Ah, well, man, that halo doesn't give you headaches. Look, you can't go and collect that reward.
Why not?
Because you'd have to tell him your name and it'd be in the paper and your mum would know you'd gone out and she told you not to.
Don't worry about that. Just get your motorbike out and come with me to see Mr. Carter at the shop.
But what are you going to do?
I'll just tell him I'm the modest lad who saved his shop and I want the reward and my name is Ozzy Higginbottom. Alfie Hall, thanks to you, we've got here after the blooming shop's closed.
Well, I'm sorry, Jimmy.
You want to sell that motorbike of yours and buy a pogo stick?
The bike's all right. I just got something stuck in my feed pipe.
Well, you shouldn't eat so fast. Hello? Anybody in? Mr. Carter, open up. I think he's coming, Alfie.
Take it easy, you'll have the door off.
Stop banging that door, we're closed, shut, locked up.
I know you're closed, but I have to see you, Mr. Carter.
Look, I close at 6 o'clock precisely, on the dot to the minute, and after that I don't serve anyone, no one, nobody, not at all, definitely not, no.
Hey, Alfie, sounds the right bloke for a toy shop. I'll bet his wife winds him up every morning.
Oh, shut up. Mr. Carter, he wants to see about the fire you had on Saturday.
Yes, I saved your shop.
Do you mean you're the lad who called the fire brigade, phone for help, raise the alarm?
Yes, I, me, myself, the three of us. We dial 999-999-999.
Cut it out. You said in the paper you wanted to see him.
Oh, yes, I do, indeed. Come in. Wait a minute. What's this? Motorbike, leather jacket. You're not one of them hoodlums, are you? Teddy boys, tun-ups, tearaways.
You want to get with it, man. Alfie's a skinhead.
Is he really?
Yes, instead of going to the barber's for a short back and sides, he has a sandpaper.
Is he the man who was with you when you saved my premises?
No, that was Mr. Brocklebank, another friend, Pal Mug. Look, can we come in, Mr. Carter?
Yes, I suppose so. Come in.
Thank you.
Ah.
Well, Mr. Carter, what reward do I get?
Oh, now. Just a minute, a second, not so fast. How do I know you deserve the reward?
I've told you, I'm the lad who saved your shop. The modest hero. The shy one.
Ah, well, anyone could say that, couldn't they? I mean, I didn't see you on Saturday. I don't even know your name.
I'm Ozzy Higginbottom, aren't Alfie?
Yes, Jimmy. Bah, my lad!
Ozzy Jimmy Higginbottom, Mr. Carter. Jimmy's my second name. Look, Alfie knows all about me, phoning the fire brigade.
Now, son, if you're the lad, you can have the reward with pleasure, but anyone can say they saved me shop and tell me the name. Can you prove it?
Yes, I can. Give us your cap, Jim. Here, look at this.
No, you big...
Here, it says Jimmy Clitheroe.
That's the other name. But he told you, Jimmy's his second name and Clitheroe's his maiden name, his nickname. He had two mothers, their fathers.
I must have got the wrong cap. Look, I called the fire brigade and the fireman thanked me afterwards and asked me who I was.
Ah, that's it, of course. Yes, he'd know you. The fire officer in charge, Fire Officer Jackson. I'll ring the fire station, phone up, speak to him.
Yes. Good.
I'll go in the back and phone. Have a look round the shop to see what you might want for a reward, if you are the boy.
All right, Mr. Carter. The thing I want to find, Alfie, is a first aid outfit with splints and bandages.
Splints and bandages?
Yes, because the next time you forget I'm Ozzy Higginbottom, you'll be wearing them.
Don't be funny, it was just a slip of the tongue. Anybody could have done it if they were...
As soft as you?
As soft as McFeet, I'm warning you.
All right, let's have a look round the shop to see what I want. Do you think he'd let me have a football set?
What kind?
Well, a ball, the boots, shorts and shirts for 11 of us, two goalposts and nets.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah. Why don't you ask him to bet your partner? Look, all you did was dial 999. Yeah, it's a good job it wasn't a pet shop. You'd have wanted an elephant.
No, I wouldn't. I'd have asked for a dustman bird.
A dustman bird?
Yeah, it's a bit like you. Every time it opens its mouth, out comes a load of rubbish.
You're asking for a good hiding, my lad.
Well, you're lucky, Ozzy. Ozzy.
Me. How do you mean, Mr. Carter?
Well, Fire Officer Jackson was just finishing his shift duty, so he said he'd call here on his way home and identify you.
Oh, good.
Well, while we're waiting, you may as well decide on what you want. Anything up to a cost of, say, £3.
Oh, yes, no doubt about it, Mr. Carter. Young Ozzy Higginbottom here is definitely our little hero.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Jackson.
Good. Well, lad, I hope you didn't mind me checking up like this, but it was possible you could have been a phony, a trickster, an imposter.
Not unless it was triplets. Anyway, can I have them roller skates as my reward?
Of course, yes, certainly.
Oh, don't bother to wrap them, I'll wear them now, and Alfie can pull me home behind his bike.
Oh, no. Definitely no. Indeed, no. We can't do it like that, can we, Mr. Jackson?
No, of course not, no. We want your address so we can send a letter of thanks from the fire chief together with your reward from Mr. Carter.
What?
No more modesty. We want your parents to know just what you did.
That's what I'm afraid of. Look, I'll tell you what. I'll take the skates now and you can send the letter to Mr. Higginbottom, me dad, later. The house is called Peacehaven, 24 Lavender Road. It's near the gasworks.
Oh, no. I'm afraid I'll have to send the roller skates. And we want to do this thing properly.
But, Mr. Carter...
Yeah, come on, Jimmy. Babazi, there's no use arguing.
Look, will you... Yes, you're right, Alfie. All right, Mr. Carter. They won't be there before tomorrow, will they?
Oh, no, of course not.
Right, well, we'd better be going, Alfie. Come on. Well, thanks very much, Mr. Carter.
Oh, not at all, my boy. Thank you.
Yeah, come on, Jossie. Better be off.
Right, Alfie. Let's get round to their house. Ours, I mean.
Well, you've had it. Ozzy's going to be very pleased with his present.
Don't worry, I'll soon have the skates off him. We'll go and see him now while his dad's out.
Yeah, how do you know his dad'll be out?
Because it's opening time. Mind, Ozzy might want something to keep his mouth shut apart from my fist. He's not like me, he's out for all he can get.
Oh, yes, he's not like you.
I think we'll have to give him a couple of bob.
Yeah, well, I think that's cheated, but what do you mean, we? Yeah, little twister, I'm not giving Ozzy 2 shillings.
All right, we'll give him a bob each. Let's have yours.
I don't mind paying a bob, here's mine. No, let's see your shilling.
Well, I'm broke, so could you lend me a shilling till payday?
Oh, all right, here. But I want it back on payday.
Thanks.
Hey, just a minute. When's payday?
Don't ask me. You're the one who's working.
Here, Father. Lunch is on the table. Come on. Come on, come on, put your paper away and eat it while it's hot.
Aye, right, my dear.
Oh, what's keeping Jimmy? Did you call him, Susan?
Oh, 3 times. He's been on those roller skates since he got up. He probably slept in them.
Oh, Father, will you call him? Tell him I'll warm his seat for him.
Help!
Oh, from the sound of that, his seat's probably burst into flames.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, blooming heck.
What have you done, Jimmy?
I've bent a wheel and broke me big end.
Don't be silly.
From the crash, it sounded as if you'd broken the front door down.
Oh, shut up, Scraggy Annie. You wouldn't care if I'd broken me leg.
Oh, but I would. I'd take you to the vet myself.
All right, Susan, that'll do.
That's right.
And don't you call her names.
Your own fault, Jimmy, skating in the hole.
I wish Ozzy hadn't sold them to you.
I can't understand it. They're brand new and expensive from the look of them.
Hey, where do you get the money?
It was only 2 bob.
2 bob?
Down. 2 bob down I gave him. Anyway, he couldn't use them. His feet are too big.
Excuse me. The front door was open. Ah, there you are, you little thief.
Mr. Higginbottom, what do you mean?
Hello, Mrs. Clitheroe. This little boy of yours...
I don't feel well again, Mum.
What are you on about, Higgy?
Those roller skates that he's got, they belong to our Ozzy.
He gave me them for 2 bob.
I know, you little twister. The price on the box is £2.10 and you talked Ozzy into selling them for 2 bob. Well, there's your money. Let's have the skates.
No, they're mine. You're not getting them.
Jimmy, give them to Mr. Higginbottom.
But, Mum,
do as your mother says.
You're all rotten. All right, all right. I'm taking them off.
How Ozzy got them for calling the fire engine when the shop was on fire.
He wouldn't have the brains to call for help if his trousers were on fire.
What was that?
Nothing.
Was he that boy they mentioned in the paper?
That's right. They call him the Shy Hero. He tried to pretend it wasn't him even after I read the letter from the fire chief, but he had to admit it in the end.
That's where I'll kick him in the end. Shy Hero.
Jimmy, stop mumbling.
Hey, hey, one of these wheels is damaged.
Jimmy, give Mr. Higginbottom that money back to pay for it.
What? You mean he's getting 2 bob and me roller skates?
Yes, you ought to be ashamed of yourself taking advantage of Ozzy like that after what he's done.
Don't worry. After what Ozzy's done tomorrow at school, I'll see he gets everything he deserves. We'll carry him shoulder high... to the canal.
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, Diana Day as Susan, Tony Melody as Mr. Higginbottom, Brian Truman as the vicar and Mr. Carter, and Colin Edwin as Humphrey Brocklebank and the fireman. The recorded programme was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the Kid himself.
To know I finally told them that I was the real hero. After all, a boy should tell the truth, and a spanking only hurts for an hour while roller skates last for years. So I told me granddad I'd called the fire brigade, handed him his slipper and bent over. He smacked me and then he had the nerve to send me to bed for telling lies. He just can't win. Ta-ra! Thank you. 'Cause when you've got a waiting list, it's no fun having to have beans on toast every day, is it?
I refuse to answer that question.
Till you know who's cooking it.
Exactly. Oh, be quiet.
Yes, Vicar.
James, that was your back kitchen door, wasn't it?
Oh, heck, don't tell me somebody's called for the kettle. I know I sometimes pull your leg and...
Yes?
...call you daft names.
Yes.
...get you into bother.
Yes.
...and borrow money off you.
No. Well, not this time.
No, this time I'll do the spending. By the way, when we get near our house, will you drop me at the top of the street and go straight home?
Well, all right, but I do usually come in for a cup of tea.
I know. I mean, Mum can't refuse you, even if it does cost her a lot of money.
I don't follow you.
Well, you must have at least 4 cups of tea a week in our house, and they cost you 6 pence a time in a cafe. That's 2 bob a week for 52 weeks is, how much, Mr. Brocklebank?
£5.04.
Exactly. It cost me, Mum, over 5 quid just to give you a cup of tea, and she's too nice to tell you she can't afford it.
Well, I suppose it is a lot, if you put it that way.
Everything's going up. My mum can't make ends meet. It's a terrible thing when a woman has to pawn a frying pan.
Oh, James, you're joking.
You ask the vicar. Anyway, my mum might not be back from the shops with our Susan. We've got to get home. Look, the lights have changed to your favourite colour, yellow.
That is amber, James.
Now the green. Come on, let's get home.
No, no, as a public-spirited citizen, it is my duty to investigate that smoke.
Well, you're in it as well. I wouldn't have gone to the match and seen the fire if it weren't for you.
But I didn't take you.
I know. And when you do take me, you go nowhere near Duke Street. So you can't take credit, and if you do, they'll call you a liar. So why don't you own up and tell the truth?
I never went near the...
But can you prove it? You did collect them tickets for me that my mum said I had to collect. You don't want her to be cross with you, do you?